then I guess it just happened by chance. Damn, and you hope, yeah. You hoping that a miracle happens. You pray that the judge doesn't bang that gavel so you can go back and avoid a disaster. And you can still be holding a hand.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We're getting ready for this men's NC2A Division II matchup. Your Dominican University of Penguins taking on the number one in the conference, Hawaii Pacific Sharks. The Penguins come into this matchup 4-11 overall, 3-11 in conference. Hawaii Pacific comes in 15-1 overall, 7-1 in conference. And they're not leading the conference. They are second in the conference. They are number 19 in the country for Division II. They are on a three-game win streak. Hawaii Pacific coming into this game. And it should be a good one. Brandon Forrest-Hunt along. We're here with you alongside me is Brandon Cadiz. We'll have Stuart Horn here with you later. Brandon, this should be a good game. There's a lot of hype coming up to this game. Penguins' first game back. School is almost in session. There's plenty of students on campus. This place should fill up. It should be a good one.
It should be, and, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see how Dominican tries to get off of this three-game losing streak that they're on. And they're 3-6 in the Pac West, but if they can get their star players in here with Maduakor and Jeremiah Gray, they can definitely compete with this second-ranked conference team.
And Penguins come into this game. Last time they played Hawaii Pacific, this is their second matchup with the Sharks. Last time out was a loss, 79-66, so a 13-point loss. Not as bad as the previous loss the women had, but coming into this game, leading the Sharks' offensive attack is Chauncey Orr, averaging just over 18 points a game. We'll see a lot of minutes from him tonight. Also, Connor Looney, who's averaging 16, and Jordan Martin averaging 13 for the Sharks. They will lead the Sharks' offensive attack for your Penguins. As you know, Jeremiah Gray, Reverend Maduakor, Rio Tawatari leading the offensive attack. Jeremiah Gray, the only man for the Penguins, averaging over 10 points a game. He's at 16. He's really been the do-it-all man for the Penguins here this year so far. He does it all on defense. He does it all on offense. He shoots from outside. He'll throw it down if he has a lane. I mean, he really does everything. It's going to be a show tonight for Jeremiah Gray, and he'll need to get going as along with the rest of the Penguins quickly here.
Yeah, as you mentioned earlier, like Jeremiah Gray averaging a little over 16 points. He's also the third leading rebounder with 4.3, and he's shooting at 41% at the three-point line, and it's going to be interesting to see how he slashes and scores from the outside and drives it on the inside too.
And we'll look for a big game from him, and as we are approaching the start of the ball game here, we will send it over to our overhead announcer, Mark Carlson.
Men's basketball matchup featuring the Hawaii Pacific Sharks and your Dominican University Penguins. This is also Gold Rush night, presented by Gold Rush Jewelers. The Pac West Conference promotes good sportsmanship by student athletes, coaches, and spectators, and requests your cooperation by supporting the participants and officials in a positive manner. Profanity, racial, or sexist comments, or other intimidating actions directed at officials, student athletes, coaches, or team representatives will not be tolerated and are grounds for removal from the site of competition. Also, consumption or possession of alcoholic beverages and tobacco products is strictly prohibited. Any spectators that enter the court at any time will be removed from the site of competition. Tonight's officials are Sam Haddad, Ryan Perillo, and Domingo Candelas. At this time, we ask that you please rise and kindly remove your caps. In honor of America and the brave men and women who serve our great nation at home and around the world, we present this rendition of our national anthem.
And we'll send it over to Mark Carlson, our overhead announcer here at Dominican University of California.
And now let's meet the starting lineup. First, for the Hawaii Pacific Sharks, as announced by head coach Darren Vorderbrugge. At one guard, and number four, Connor Looney. The other guard, and number 12, Jordan Martin. At one forward, number three, Chauncey Orr. The other forward, 33, Clayton Guy. And at center, number 20, Elliot DeFritis. And now, let's meet the starting lineup for your Dominican University Penguins, as announced by head coach Booker T. Harris and his assistants, Rich Mendoza and Kurt Vaughn. At one guard, a senior from Tokyo, Japan, number 21, Ryo Tawatari. The other guard, a senior from Fountain Valley, California, 24, Josh Armstrong. At one forward, a junior from Carson, California, number 3, Reverend Maduakor. The other forward, a junior from Thousand Oaks, California, 32, Jeremiah Gray. And the man in the middle, a senior from Chino, California, number 23, Josh Ramirez.
All right, welcome everybody to the Conlin Center. Starters have been announced. The starters for tonight's broadcast crew. Well, that's us. Stuart Horn, yours truly. And the new man, the new crew member, Penguin Radio, is Brandon Cadiz. Brandon, I welcome you in. Your first men's game on the air. It's nice to have you here. I'm so glad that you are with me tonight.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here, too.
Brandon, just transferred from Arizona State, now a Dominican. Starts 48 hours from now, your very first class. I'm glad to hear that you're in one of my classes. Of course, you're a radio student, so that's a good place to be. Out on the floor now for Booker, Tawatari, Maduakor, Armstrong, Jeremiah Gray, and in the middle, Josh Ramirez, a 6'6 senior out of Chino as Ramirez. He's up against Elliot DeFreitas, a 6'10 senior. He's out of Essex, England. And as you might imagine, 6'10 usually beats 6'6. And the Penguins are on D. Sharks attacking the northern hoop. And Ramirez swipes one away into the hands of Gray. Penguin ball. And the shot clock does not start. It sat on 30 forever, Brandon. You can't have a shot clock goes out in the first play of the game. Tawatari will bring it in the sideline right in front of the Penguin fans over in the grandstands. 19:40, and I'm happy to report the shot clock is running. Ramirez has it, kick out, top of the key, Armstrong. Now over to Gray with a good foot fake. Gray for a long deuce. Left wing, good. Penguins score first, and that's so important, Brandon.
Yeah, it's especially against the second-ranked conference team, it's great for them to score points early first, and hopefully they carry on with the momentum.
Three ball, left wing, Martin. No, Penguins with a rebound. Easily to the left side, Josh Ramirez from the left side. Easy layup. And he scores another one. 4 points for the Penguins.
And Tawatari being the facilitator here early, it's nice to see that.
Man, Tawatari is so good and always racks up a ton of assists. Up and under, off the glass. Reverend with a big rejection and a hand gets caught up on the shot by DeFreitas, and I'm afraid it's against one of the DUs. And Reverend did get his arm in there. So the second attempt by DeFreitas was the one that Rev got caught up in. The previous block by Maduakor was all ball, very clean. Free throw by DeFreitas, and he knocks it down. It's a 4-1 ball game. DeFreitas got the man bun, wearing very hot. Got the black hose all the way up, bends at the waist, and buries them both. 4-2. Got the rock star haircut. You got to have your hair pulled back. Well, Josh Ramirez wears the bun, too. You got to see Ramirez with his hair up. You wouldn't believe it. Well, he's walking around campus. He never wears it down. I've known the guy for 2 years. I saw it down for the first time the other day. I couldn't believe it. Talk about a rock star. He's a rock star on the court, and he's got it now, and a left-handed 360 spinner, Ramirez. He let his hair hang down on that play. 1850. All right, I'll knock it off. 6-2. This is important stuff. Penguins up against the 7-1 Sharks at HPU. Long jumper, right wing, by Chauncey Orr. Orr at 6'4", out of Bowling Green, Ohio.
Yeah, Chauncey Orr leads the team with 18.4 points a game and scoring early there.
Yeah, 6-4. Oh, brother, Maduakor, left side, three ball, air ball. A little bit long as the Rev let it fly. 6-4, the Penguins on D now. As Jordan Martin brings it up, gets it back into the hands of DeFreitas. Out on the left wing, DeFreitas down low, works it in there. Against three Penguins, off the window, scores the bucket, and draws the foul by Elliot DeFreitas, the 6'10 senior.
As you mentioned earlier, 6'10 definitely beat 6'5 with Maduakor there trying to defend him, and easy basket there for DeFreitas.
DeFreitas back to the line. He's perfect from the line so far, 2-for-2 on the night. And he completes the three-point play. 7-6, Penguins trail. Rio brings it in. Right side, Jeremiah Gray is way out there. Stutter step, back and forth, launches a long deuce. No. That's another air ball. Consecutive air balls by the Penguins. First time this season I've seen that. Three ball left side by Chauncey Orr. No. Tipped out of play by Jordan Martin with a hustle move. That Martin is light on his feet. I don't know how he punched that ball out off the end line. Booker's up on his feet now. I'm happy to report the sport coat's still on. When the sport coat comes off, you know Booker's starting to get mad. Not that he gets mad. I should rephrase that. Kicked out of bounds off of the foot of Maduakor. No, they said it was out off of Chauncey Orr. Penguins are going to get the ball back. Boy, from here, it looked like it went out off forever. But back to Booker. By the way, he's wearing the Penguins gold and black tonight, school colors. Inside of 17 minutes. Penguins on the left side of Media Row, attacking the Southern Hoop. When things get serious, that's when Booker's sport coat comes off. Right side, Tauatari, rejected, but it goes into the hands of Ramirez, who can't come up with it. Everybody dives for it, and they're going to give the ball back to Hawaii Pacific. 16:36 to go in the first half of this one. HPU brings it up. No pressure in the backcourt by the Dominicans. Jordan Martin across the insignia over to the left side. Hawaii Pacific wearing their black away uniforms with a white trim. Uncontested three, top of the key for Orr. So he took it, and no Penguins were anywhere near him. He had 2 or 3 seconds to stare at the hoop. So finally, he just thought, well, I'm just going to shoot it. If the DUs aren't going to do anything about it. Now a steal by Jeremiah Gray. One-on-one. Gray goes in against Guy. Can't get it, but the putback is there by Josh Armstrong for an easy deuce. 8-7. Great play by Armstrong to be in perfect position. Penguins on D. Chauncey Orr brings it up top of the key to Looney. Connor Looney, the first we've mentioned him since the start of the broadcast. Long three goes off by Clayton Guy. Guy can't get it to fall, and the Penguins get the rebound, work it to the other end. Gray under the bucket, no looks it over to Ramirez, who's fouled on the play.
And the Penguins are doing a great job of attacking the inside so far with Tewatari driving on the inside.
Yes? Yeah, you're good. I just want a little more level off you, Brennan. 15:32 to go, fans. You were saying, sir?
Oh, yeah, Rio Tewatari just getting the early offense going, getting them into the paint, and with Josh Ramirez with 4 points and Josh Armstrong there with his first bucket of the night, things are looking good so far for the Penguins against this second-ranked conference team.
Yeah, I would agree with that assessment. At 8-7, the DUs lead at 15:32 to go in the first half. The Penguins are looking pretty good so far. There's very little wasted energy. Man, I am a big fan of not goofing around with the ball. Now, does that mean that you can't work the shot clock. Well, heck no. As I see Frankie Luongo is up in the stands. Everybody's coming back to class. Classes start. Winter break is over. Monday, of course, Martin Luther King Day will be the end of it. But it goes all the way back to like the second and halfway through December. So the Penguin students have been off for a while all through the winter break. That's why I mentioned Frankie Luongo, who's also one of our basketball broadcasters. So we've covered a lot of ground here. We've covered Booker's sport coat. And we've covered the Penguins are hanging tough with the Sharks out of Hawaii Pacific. And we've covered Frankie Luongo. And probably not for the last time tonight. I hope Frankie has his headphones in. I can't see if he's listening to us or not. 15 and a half to go. Josh Ramirez on the line. Ramirez, a 6'6" senior out of Chino. And he hammers the first one perfectly in the bottom of the basket. 9-7. Ramirez with a chance to put the DUs up. And he does so. And it's a three-point ball game. Inbounds. Oh, the pressure in the backcourt of the DUs is fierce. Somehow HPU is able to break the defense. Long three, top of the key by Jordan Martin. Martin out of Goodyear, Arizona. I believe that Goodyear, Arizona is the hometown of Forrest Hunt, although I'm not sure. I'll have to ask him. 10-10, Goodyear, Arizona. That's where he gets his tires, too. 15 minutes to go, fans, as Josh launches the three from the top of the key. Missed it right, whistles, and those are against the DUs. Oh, and it's against Armstrong off ball. That's his first.
And it looks like Booker T. Harris right here is putting this full court press early on Hawaii Pacific. And on the last play, it resulted in a three-pointer, but let's see how it works on this possession.
Colfax Nordquist, a 6'3" senior out of Elk Grove, just south of Sacramento, Elk Grove, as opposed to Goodyear, Arizona, which is way east of Sacramento. Shot on goal now by Spencer Vering does not fall. It's committed by Ramirez. And he'll go to the line. Vering out of San Diego is a 6'6" sophomore. But Nordquist came in at the last break. And it looks like he's working the two. Although I'm not positive. We're going to have to keep an eye on Nordquist because he's very fast. And that's the reason, as he brought the ball up in that previous sequence, CJ gets ready to come in tonight for the first time, Cedric Thomas. So CJ is in place of Ramirez. And he's out there with Rio. Also entering the game for the first time tonight, Quentin Mendoza, the 5'9 senior out of Santa Rosa, which in fact is the hometown of Forrest Hunt. Not Goodyear, Arizona, as previously reported. In error. 14:30, we're back underway, fans. 12-10, stolen by Hawaii Pacific. And the two-handed hammer jam by Connor Looney. Looney knocks down the two-handed hammer jam. It's 14-10 now, Sharks. Rio now down low. CJ has nothing to do with it. Good move by CJ to kick it back out. Armstrong! Window! No bucket, they call it off? Oh, it's a charge. A charge committed by Armstrong on the play, and a tremendous play off the window. Hawaii loves it. The Penguins hate it. Brandon, did you see the charge?
I thought he was in the restricted area, and that should have been an and-one right there.
Oh, brother. Even Mark Carlson says bad call. 14-10. Mark Carlson is usually totally unbiased. But a Penguin fan down deep, everybody knows it. Inside of 14 minutes now, Penguins trail by four as they wave the bucket off. Left side, Nordquist. He dumps it off to Looney. Three ball on the way, deep. And the Penguins can't get the offensive board. Martin, or defensive board in this case. The offense went to the HPUs who have the ball now. Outside, Nordquist, three ball, right wing, deep. Mendoza with a rebound. Penguins finally get the ball back. 13-24, right side Gray, three ball deep, loose ball, it's all over the place. Looney pulls it down. Looney brings it up, moves over to the left side in front of the ice box.
Yeah, both teams are definitely upping the tempo here. That fast break for the Penguins and fast break by the Sharks there.
It's like a heavyweight bout. Booker's feeling him out. But you're right, the tempo is increasing. Shot on goal, right side, Vering, no. Mendoza brings it up, left side. Quentin, the 5'9 senior. Right side now as Davis, Russell Davis, has come into the game. Oh, Davis high dribbles. Down low, he works it into Gray at the baseline. Jeremiah, the first-year man with Booker, knocks it down. 14-12, Penguins hanging very tough.
What a great pass that was, and the common theme right now is giving it in the paint, and it's working for Dominican so far.
Referee just turned around with a warning to Coach Vortebruga. Got to be careful with these guys. You can only say so much. Driving, and there's the charge by Chauncey Orr. Davis hits the deck, a chicken wing. Both wings on the floor at once. That never feels good, but when you're pumped, it doesn't feel bad. Davis, the 6'3" senior out of Oakland. Went to Bishop O'Dowd. He'll bring it in to Rio Tawatari. Tawatari, out of Tokyo, Japan, one of the most popular Penguins ever. And there's an elbow thrown by Darnell Bettis. Oh, no, Tawatari. Oh, Davis was off ball. All right, I didn't know what I was talking about. All that, I said Darnell Bettis, but it wasn't Darnell Bettis. Speaking of Darnell Bettis, Bettis brings it up after the foul is committed by Davis, and they get it into Nordqvist. Down low on the baseline, just too simple. Colfax Nordqvist, that's a cool name. Hey, what's your name? Colfax Nordqvist, get out of here, that's too cool. Sounds like a Hollywood kind of name. I wonder if that's his real name, I bet it is. Inside of 12 minutes, fans, Penguins trail by four, Colfax Nordqvist. It's a cool name. I think if I were an actor, I'd want my name to be Colfax Nordqvist. Left side as Gray goes up left side, and goaltending is called. And it was called against Jonathan Jansen. It was not committed by Colfax Nordqvist. I just like saying his name. 16-14, NC2A. Division II basketball on the radio home of the Penguins right here at Dominican University of California. A worldwide broadcast. We're going to be right back after these words on Penguin Radio.
In the heart of downtown, Sanderfeld Joe's is a family-favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947.
For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street.
Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
Welcome back, everybody. 11:38 to go. Stuart Horn, Brandon Cadiz, your DU broadcasters for tonight's men's game, 16-14. Coach Lacoste and the ladies went down earlier to the Lady Sharks. HPU was simply too tough. However, the Penguin men are hanging and only trail by two, 16-14. Penguins have lightened up that backcourt pressure, Brennan.
Yeah, they've lightened it up right now, and they're playing more. Well, earlier they were forcing pressure. Now they're looking at this 2-3 defense, and I like what Coach Booker T. Harris is doing right now, switching it up.
Right side, Penguins on D, whistles, and the DUs get it. A three-second violation by HPU, and the Penguins get it on the unforced error. Out on the floor for Booker. Tawatari, Mendoza, Thomas, Davis, and Ramirez. Clock rolls, 11:15 to go. Penguins trail by two. Right side, CJ. Oh, CJ slipped, and he got it in over the top of the outstretched arms of Elliot DeFreitas. What a play by Thomas, 16 up. DU's against the 7-1 Sharks. Left side, three ball on the way, or no. Taken down by Colfax Nordqvist. the 6'3" senior out of Elk Grove. Air ball as Gray hits the deck. Check it. That's not Gray. That's CJ. Gray's not even out on the floor. Thomas hits the deck. And the foul is against Colfax Nordquist.
And it's a charge.
I don't like his name that much. Sorry, go ahead.
And it's a charge right there, but free throws is the key, has been the key factor in this game, with 5 for Hawaii Pacific and so far 2 free throws for your Penguins, and we're tied up at 16 here.
You better believe it. They are my Penguins. They're yours too. Don't you forget it. 10.5. 16 up. I know Forrest, whenever he's on the air, he always says, your Penguins. I'm going to say, hey, they're yours too. Our Penguins. I shouldn't say that. You're right. All right. Right side. Penguins, one shot on the second on the shot clock. And on the buzzer, Russell Davis buries the long deuce. Davis breaks the tie. Man, the buzzer started when it was still in his hand, and he just heaved one up. Hail Mary, and it went. 18-16 Penguins. Down low with a nice turnaround by DeFratis. DeFratis out of Essex, England. He went to Des Moines Area Community College. Wonder how he ended up at Des Moines Area Community College. But now he's at HPU. Probably recruited pretty heavily, as the pass was intended for C.J. Thomas from Russell Davis. And it went out of bounds, and HPU gets it back. 18 up, fans. Well, this has turned out to be a great game.
And Harris is upping the pressure here again, going with a full court press instead of that 2-3 zone they started off earlier in this after the timeout.
Yeah, that's interesting that you bring that up. At the start of the game, no press. Then a couple minutes in, full court. Then a light press, the 2-3, and now full court again. 9.5, the clock rolls. Tie game, 18 apiece. Penguins on D. Devin Riley, a 6'3 junior out of Wildomar. He went to Elsinore High School, brings it up. 9:21 to go. Bettis gets it outside to the baseline, and a little too easy on the runner by Jonathan Jansen. He's out of Noosa Heads, Australia. There's another one I'm not familiar with. Josh with the jumper. 3 ball, right wing, no. Missed it right. Davis with the rebound on the loose ball. Oh, brother, over the top. Bettis with the hack against Davis. No whistle. Loose ball into the hands of Rio. Rio heaves it up, Josh. One-on-one left side. Oh, Josh, no, looked it into the hands of Bettis. So sometimes it's good to look. 8:43 to go. I don't think he felt Bettis there at all. Right side, 3 ball. That's launched from a mile out by Spencer Veering. Veering is a monster. 6'6", 220 out of San Diego. And he put a monster move on that 3 ball. 23-18. Penguins trail by 5. Josh drives in left side. Josh is left on the floor. He gets wrapped up with Veering, and Josh put his hand out to Veering. Hey, why don't you help me up? Sportsmanlike. And Veering just turned on his heel and ran away from him. What do you make of that? I don't remember the last time I saw a player completely reject somebody on the floor.
And with Dominican pressing here, turnovers 6 apiece for both teams, and nine points off turnovers going to Hawaii and 8 going to Dominican, and that's going to be another key factor in this game, along with the free throws and getting fouled inside the paint. But so far, it's the turnovers that have gotten most of the points so far.
I'm happy to report that Josh got up on his own, but he's out off the floor now as Reverend Maduakor has re-entered the game. Also, Jordan Tribble has come in with Gray, with Mendoza. So it's Tribble, Gray, CJ, Reverend, and Quentin Mendoza. And a foul on the floor has been committed by CJ. Looney goes to the line. Looney, the 6'2" senior out of Palmer, Alaska. Palmer, Alaska, Goodyear, Arizona. I don't know. Free throw. I'm not sure what happened on the play, Brandon, because I've got Booker T. Harris and the referee standing right in my way. What happened on that last play? Did you see what happened? It was a foul. I know that.
Yeah, from what I saw, Jeremiah Gray was I didn't get the player for Hawaii, but it looks like Jeremiah Gray fell down there after he was shoved by one of the players from the Sharks.
There you go. That's exactly what happened because Gray ended up on the floor. Okay. Forrest. Forrest is located Palmer. Let's see. That's Palmer, Alaska for us. It looks like it's way out there, too. Media timeout, everybody. NC2A, Dominican basketball. Hey, Forrest, jump in and finish this one for me. And let's play that Peacock Gap ad, please.
I've been golfing all my life. I eat golf. I sleep golf. My wife get mad at me. All I do is golf.
If you love golf and you love Dominican University of California, play golf where the Penguins play. Peacock Gap Golf Club is the home to DU Golf, 333 Biscayne Drive in San Rafael. Book your tee time online at peacockgapgolfclub.com or give us a call, 415-453-4940.
I love golf.
Hi, this is Rod Gilarducci, head golf professional at Peacock Gap Golf Club. I'd love to see all Dominican fans come enjoy our championship golf course.
I've been golfing all my life. I eat golf.
I've been golfing my whole life, too. Nothing like Peacock Gap Golf Club. Oh, speaking of Peacock Gap, we're going to try this again on February 10th. That guy you just heard on the air, not me, the other one, Rod Gilarducci, the head pro at Peacock Gap, he's going to be here as our guest analyst. So Forrest will be here that night. Brandon will be here that night. Frankie will probably be here that night. Joseph will be here. I'll be here. We're going to have a full crew. Lexi will be here. We're going to have a full crew that night. And the clock rolls, fans. 8 minutes to go in the first half. 23-18. Horn and Cadiz, first half action. Gray out on the right wing. CJ is saying something. I'm not sure what he was saying. Now he's got it worked out as Rev gets it back to Gray on the way. Three ball! Jeremiah knocks it down, a first-year man. Four Booker with the assist by Reverend. 7.5 to go, 23-21. Dews are right there. Man, they are playing these guys tough. Falling away on the jumper is Looney. Looney way left, but the foul is committed by Tribble. Now I got to go back to game one tonight, Brandon, and all the Penguins, not all, far from all. Many of the Penguins' key players fouled out of the game. In the women's game, the third period is when they seem to be leaving the floor as a mass exodus. And you can play a good team, and you can play them aggressively, and you can hang tough as they both go by Looney. But if you get too aggressive late in the game when you need your guys, they're not there.
Yeah, and now with nine fouls for Dominican, it's going to be they need to manage their fouls. And what I've noticed is that with the Sharks driving in there, they're just committing fouls.
Yeah, the D's are going to have to be very careful. We saw it earlier as Coach Lacosa's ladies, led by Sandra Ikiora, fouled out early. Left the floor, 7 points. 7 points. She had 43 points on this very court a week ago, setting a school record. And she was limited to 7 tonight and fouled out early. And that's the problem. You try to hang with a good team. And right now, the Penguin men are doing perfectly fine as Jordan Martin heads to the line and knocks down the first one. And that was a little too smooth. I mean, that was a smooth free throw out of Jordan Martin. But, you know, like you mentioned, the Penguins are now at 10 fouls. We're 7 minutes to go in the half, for crying out loud, against 4. So Pacific is surgically working the floor, and the Penguins are sort of bludgeoning their way around. So far, so good. But they're going to run into foul trouble really soon. Maybe. What do I know? Left side, Maduakor, short range, missed it. Taken down by Looney. Behind the back, Looney deked Rio big time. Right side, Penguins on D. Devin Riley, 3, no. Good hustle. Wow, great hustle by Spencer Veering, who not only saved the ball but slid backwards, hit his head on the wall, but he's okay. He's back, got himself back in the play. Three ball launch by Gray, no. 6:19 to go, 27-21, Penguins trail. Off ball whistles. No, they just want to reset on the shot clock. All that. All that for a shot clock reset. How about that play by Spencer Veering? Sliding out of bounds and bashing his head against the wall. I mean, he missed the pad by 4 feet. They got a pad on the back wall under the bucket. He was nowhere near it. I don't remember in 17 years of Penguin basketball ever once seeing a player hit his head against the wall. I got to give props to Veering for the hustle. Shot on goal by Rio is no good. Subsequent turnaround. Pushing to the other end, three ball, Riley, no. Now Rio against Riley, good timing, off the window. Rio timed it perfectly to deke Riley after a great pass by Reverend Maduacol. And he's able to score the bucket, 27-23. Penguins trail, way out on the left side. Riley now goes top of the key, back into the hands of Chauncey Orr, who got the start tonight. Three ball, right side. By Jordan Martin. Oh, that Martin's tough. Long three. Brandon, and he's good from the line, too. Right side now. Gray. 5:20 to go. Penguins trail by 7. 10 fouls to 4. Only 4 fouls committed by HPU. But it's not like they're not playing aggressively, as there's a whistle on the floor.
Yeah, a lot of ball movement for Dominican, and they're really trying to get it inside the paint. And so far, the ball movement's been working. As you mentioned, like they're doing the best they can to drive inside the paint, and their HPU is committing fouls, but not as much as Dominican, though.
Riley gets the whistle. 5:07, the clock rolls. Penguins down by 7. CJ, top of the key. To Jeremiah Gray, right side. Runner. Gray, a lot of window, but I think he was fouled along the way by DeFreitas. We'll find out. Check it. It's on Colfax Nordquist. That'll put Jeremiah Gray on the line. Jeremiah misses the first one very deep. Do we have stats on Jeremiah's free throw percentage? I bet we do. I might have to go to Forrest Hunt on this one. Forrest will probably have that for us momentarily. 4:56 to go as Gray goes back to the line. Yeah, backspin. He missed a second one deep in the same place. What's his free throw percentage?
Yeah, Jeremiah Gray is shooting at about 64% on the free throw line.
CJ is fouled on the way up. Left side whistles. Fouls committed by Elliot DeFreitas. And there's a good example. DeFreitas has been playing really hard tonight. Got the start. That's his first personal. 4:49 to go in the half.
This is what I'm liking. 7 fouls now to 10, and they're catching up there, getting those fouls inside the paint.
Well, here's the thing. At 10, they quit counting.
Cedric Thomas is shooting at 58% from the free throw line on the season.
All right, CJ on the way, and he missed him. 30-24, off ball again, and this is going to be against Reverend, who has his hands up. No, it's committed by Chauncey Orr, and Reverend will go to the line. So once the team incurs 7, any foul sends a player to the line. 30-24, so let's see if Reverend can improve upon. CJ was there a moment ago, and he missed them both. Maduacor, talk about a fan favorite out of Carson, California. 6'5" junior, Rev on the way, yes. Maduacor with the white hose on both legs all the way up. Out of Carson, north of L.A. I guess part of L.A. I should know, that's where I went to grad school. It's its own city. You know what's famous about Carson, as the second one goes? It was the home of the Goodyear blimp. We're getting full circle back to Goodyear. 30-26 as they both go in. You drive up the 405, and back in the day, I don't think it's there anymore. You used to see that's where they parked the Goodyear blimp. 446, Carson. Penguins trail by only four. Colfax Nordquist is going to bring it in. Ball's thrown across court to the hands of Jordan Martin.
Aggressive full court press right there.
Chauncey Orr, top of the key. As the Penguins put on that full court heat, which has been pretty effective. Three ball heaved from the far corner by Connor Looney. The Palmer, Alaska native, Looney. 33-26. Knocks down a crazy long one. Left side, Quentin drives in an seemingly easy layup, but he missed it. That's two easy ones by the Penguins. There's the runner by Martin, an air ball, but the put back by Spencer Veering. So you've got all these different elements going on, Brandon. The success so far of HPU is when they miss a shot, they're in perfect position for the re-put, the second chance opportunities. The Penguins, conversely, have missed a couple of short ones, and both ended up in the hands of HPU when they've missed the short ones. The difference here then, the shorties missed by HPU, they're in better position for the putback. Penguins miss the easy one, and they're not in position. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right on that point. And right now, heading into this timeout, let's see if the DUs can clean things up and try to hit those easy short-range shots. And if not, better their position for grabbing the second offensive rebound and trying to dish it out, create a new play for Rio Tautari, or swing it back inside and put it up for a second-chance opportunity.
Media timeout.
At this media timeout, you're listening to Dominican Men's Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, Division II NC2A Men's Basketball, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
All right, Forrest Hunt, Stuart Horn, and Brandon Caddies, your DU broadcasters for tonight. Forrest, we haven't heard much of you tonight, but this has been a really good game, the nine-point differential notwithstanding.
You know, when you're the Penguins, you're coming into a game against a 15-1 conference Hawaii Pacific team. 15-1.
Yeah.
And you come in at a 4-11, which doesn't show their play in the conference at all besides the record. I mean, they've lost so many games within 4 or 5 points. It's just been ridiculous. But when you come into the number 19 nationally ranked Hawaii Pacific team and you hold your own, only down 9 with almost 3.5 to go left in the first half, I'd say you're playing pretty dang good.
Yeah, and it's been 5 unanswered. Keep that in mind, that it, for the most part, here in the first half, there's 3.5 minutes to go. The Penguins have been within 3 or 4 points the whole time. With 7 seconds on the shot clock, Rio launches a three, missed it a little bit right from the right corner. 3:20 to go. Penguins on D now. Rebound percentage for Hawaii Pacific. Oh, and a stuff by Jeremiah Gray. Big rejection against Jansen. Jansen's only 6'9". And Gray got up there and knocked it away. Penguin ball as a result. 3 minutes exactly. CJ top of the key. Looking for a screen, and nobody's going to give it to him. So he has to dump it off to Reverend, who gets caught up in the paint. Rev is lying on his front side, waiting for a moment to put his hands out to stand up, and now whistles, and they're going to have to get a kid out there with a squeegee. .249 to go. And that is that's Brett Huser out there with the squeegee. Shout out to Brett Huser. I think it's his first time getting airtime. You get a squeegee in your hand, you never know. You might get on Penguin Radio. 35-26. Inbounds after the ball went out of bounds prior to the squeegee incident. 2:44 to go. Not really an incident. It's just a squeegee timeout. Right side, Looney thinking three. Does take the three on the way. In and out. Loose ball. Rio gets the rebound. Almost muffed it away. Coach calls out yellow as the play. Mendoza now top of the key. Rio. Left side, Gray. Working the wheel. Outside. Way outside. CJ top of the key. Thinking three. Oh, he had a clean look. Didn't take it. Quentin with 12. Quentin between the legs, 11. Kick out to Gray, 9. Top of the key between the insignia 7. Soft jumper 5 on the way. Good for 3. 35-29, and Gray with a colorful play there inside of 2 minutes. 35-29. Yeah, Chauncey Orr, sorry about that. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to mention he took a broken play out there and just shot it from the top of the key.
Yeah, that's a good call. Chauncey Orr with a 3 that rattles home. Chauncey Orr dumps one in from long range, a buck and a half to go. 38-29, HPU beginning to pull away. I'm not convinced of it yet. Oh, and there's one off the hip for CJ. The putback by Rev can't go. Close range, tipped around, and a whistle ultimately is on Reverend Maduakor. Now, there's a perfect example, Brandon. Reverend was in absolutely perfect position in the event that the shot by CJ didn't go. CJ goes up, throws the hip, it doesn't fall. Reverend's right there. Ball stays out.
Yeah, just can't make it in with that second chance opportunity. And that's going to be the main factor or the key difference in this game is getting those second chance opportunities. And they just haven't been able to do that throughout this entire game.
I think you're right. First shot by Jonathan Jansen didn't go. The second one is swished. And Jansen will go to the bench. Devin Riley back in his place. Rio brings it up to Rev. 23 on the shot clock. Quentin right side. A lot of fans in the house considering classes are not back in session. And now Reverend threw it away, intended for Rio, into the fifth row of the grandstand. Unforced turnover. HPU ball. 106 to go as Coach Vortebrugge taps one of the refs on the back and has a word with him as the ref passed in front of the HPU bench. 1 minute to go. Penguins trail by 10. First half action. Penguin radio. Penguins on D now. Jumper by Riley is good. Right wing. And timeout has been called by HPU. And Brandon, with this timeout, all of a sudden, it seems like the Sharks are shooting with abandon and knocking everything down.
Yeah, so right now, the past couple minutes, they've just been knocking shots down, and they've extended the lead to 11 points. This timeout is definitely going to let them have a chance to regroup and limit the sloppiness so far with turnovers and trying to get that second chance opportunity on rebounds.
52.6 seconds to go. It's 41-29. And I don't know if HPU has discovered something. There's a reason that they're 7-1 in conference play. And as Forrest mentioned, 15-1 overall. These guys are not only very physical players, but their mental game is only surpassed by the league leader,
and
Dixie State.
HPU is doing a little Booker T. Harris right here, full court pressing them and hoping to extend that lead with 40 seconds left.
Yeah, you're right. They really want to step on the Penguins' neck right here if they can. Jeremiah Gray, top of the key. Big time pressure by Looney. Back outside from Mendoza. Over to Gray. Three ball. Gray is good. 41-32.
Let's see if they can get a stop here and get the momentum on their side heading into the half and not getting a double digit lead here.
That was perfect. 18 seconds to go. HP is going to hold the ball. 13 on the shot clock. 12 overhead. They're really going to hold it to the end. They want that last shot. Riley drives in. Riley against CJ. Riley softly off the window. No. Gray has it. 3-2, half court on the way. Oh, Gray off the front of the rim. Whew. Gray almost knocked down the 45-footer. Right off the front of the rim. He had absolutely the perfect line, just didn't have the right distance. 41-32 at halftime. This has been an exciting half. I don't like it when the Penguins trail by 9, but for the most part of the half, they only trailed by 2, 3, 4 points, and they were just right there, always biting back at the heels of the Sharks. because as everyone knows, sharks have heels. Anyway, so, but they're right there, you know, really forcing the issue. Very pesky, and I love it when the Penguins are pesky because they start to get into the heads of their opponent. HBU, though, in the last 3 or 4 minutes of play, Brandon, have figured something out. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it makes sense as they're the second conference team, so they got to know how to adjust quickly, and they've been knocking these shots for the last 3 minutes of that half. And right now, heading into halftime, Dominican has to limit those fouls and limit those sloppy turnovers with also with their second chance opportunities. Like you mentioned, they need to get into position and compete and just continue to do what they do. Rio Tavares swinging the ball into the inside. That's been the story of the game. Good ball movement, and you just got to capitalize on second chance points and foul less often.
Ladies and gentlemen, as part of our halftime extravaganza, I bring in Forrest Hunt with some analysis tonight's numbers. Go ahead, Forrest, take it away.
At the end of the first half, you know, Jeremiah Gray, as he does night in and night out, is the leading scorer for your Penguins with 15. Right behind him, I shouldn't say right behind him, but the next guy on the board doesn't have double digits so much, but it is Josh Ramirez who has 6 points. Ramirez we haven't seen him much since early in the first half of the first half, as Ramirez has only played 5 minutes in tonight's ball game. Not sure what the reason for that might be. Didn't seem like Ramirez came off the floor with any type of injury, but Jeremiah Gray has been getting it done as he is 3 for 7 from downtown and 6 for 12 indoors. So, I mean, as you said earlier, Brandon, Penguins getting it done from the line. Ramirez 2 of 2, Maduakor 2 of 2, and Thomas 1 of 2.
Yeah, and thanks to great facilitator in Rio Tavares there. I mean, he's done that throughout the entire season, and he's done that through this game. And that's the key factor here, competing with a team that's 7-1 in the Pac West, being able to distribute the ball to their teammates, and he's doing that efficiently throughout this game so far.
You're absolutely right, as we have just about 12 and a half minutes till the second half gets underway. You're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We will be back with the second half in about 10 minutes. You're listening to the Men's Division II NC2A basketball on the radio home of the Penguins.
Bonito. Todo me parece bonito. Bonita mañana, bonito.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, on this men's basketball D2 NC2A. Broadcast radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio. Forrest Hunt speaking to you alongside me is Brandon Cadiz. We're about set for the second half, coming up on 2 minutes to go here till we get underway. Hawaii Pacific Sharks lead your Penguins 41-32 at half. Penguins played them tough in the first half, though, Brandon. We'll see if they can shrink that lead coming out of the half. They need to get off to a hot start right away.
Yeah, momentum was on the DU side as they ended that quarter there with a three-pointer and cutting the lead down to 9 points, which is always good to be only down by less than double digits. And they're just got to keep that offensive flow going, that get the possession in the paint. And, yeah, they just got to do what they've been doing in the first half, and that's moving the ball.
You're absolutely right. Leading scorer for the Sharks coming out of the half is Jordan Martin. He has 8. Connor Looney with 5 rebounds. And we also saw Looney connect from downtown once. He's got a good 3-point shot. And leading scorer for your Penguins is Jeremiah Gray. He's got 15. He's really led the offensive attack for the Penguins tonight. Active also was Josh Ramirez. He had 6 points in only 5 minutes. So we'll see a little bit more of Josh Ramirez here in the second half. Not sure if he's hurt or what's going on. We'll get a word to you about him later. Rio Tawatari, as you mentioned earlier, doing great, facilitating everything for the Penguins.
Yeah, hopefully Ramirez isn't injured, because when he was there earlier in the game, he got Dominican with that easy 4-0 lead with those early 4 points, and he did a great job early getting into the paint, and hopefully he's here for the second half.
And he's going to play a big part in the second half. He only played 5 of the first 20 as we're approaching second half here. Conlon Center, Dominican University of California, as Stu mentioned earlier, and I highly agree, one of the more beautiful campuses in the Pac West Conference. I know this is your first day on campus, is it not?
Yeah, first day officially on campus here broadcasting. Been here during the tours, but yes, it's a beautiful campus, and you wouldn't think that there's a college here at this area.
All right, real tucked in into the neighborhood as we get started here. 20 minutes overhead in the second half. It'll be Penguins ball as the Sharks won the tip to open the ball game. So Penguins get a chance here to start fast on offense. Inbounding for your Penguins across at half court on the far sideline is Reverend Maduakor. He'll get it into Rio Tawatari, left side to Jeremiah Gray. Three ball on the way, no long two, and he knocks it down, Jeremiah Gray. He'll hit the long two for your Penguins, and he is your leading scorer here early as the Penguins implement that full court pressure as instructed by Coach Booker T. Harris, bringing it up the court for the Sharks is Jordan Martin. He'll go left side, toss it back over to the right wing, and driving right past a couple of Penguins is Chauncey Orr for an easy bucket from the right side. So Chauncey Orr blows past a couple of Penguin defenders, and they started off hot on offense, did the Penguins on defense, let them roll right by him as Jeremiah Gray will dump it inside to Josh Ramirez, as we mentioned. We only had 5 minutes here in the first half. Josh Ramirez goes baseline, reverse layup, off the rim, no good, rebound Orr. Orr coming back across the insignia the other way. He'll kick it out to Looney, three ball on the way from Looney. He'll knock it down. So Looney, who was 1-for-3 in the first half from Looney, hits on his first attempt from downtown here in the second half. And Rio Tawatari instructing the offense where to go here. Right side, Rev Maduakor right in front of the Penguin bench. Looked for a cutting Gray. Instead, he'll go to Cedric Thomas on the right elbow. Cedric Thomas puts a little spin move, 360, kicks it out to Josh Ramirez for a three ball. In and out was Josh Ramirez. Rebound, Martin for the Sharks here. So Penguins got off to a hot start offensively as we're approaching 18 and a half to go in the second half. Double team down low on DeFreitas was Armstrong. Excuse me, that was Ramirez and CJ. And we'll have an offensive foul. It'll be on Elliot DeFreitas as he threw an elbow into one of the Penguin defenders, and Penguins will get the ball back.
Yeah, and Penguins early, they want to do what they did in the first half and get it inside the paint. And so far, it worked for the first possession with Ramirez, but he's getting stopped, and they're trying to go to the outside, another pass here inside to Ramirez, trying to get it in the paint.
And doing a great job getting in the paint, just a little bit of a push there down low by Reverend Maduakor, who's trying to get an explanation from the official, and Rev's not getting what he's asking for as he'll head back down to the other end of the court. Inbound pass goes to Martin for the Sharks as he wipes the bottom of his sneakers, hoping to get a little bit of better traction there. Haven't seen him slipping around the court, but you never know, as DeFreitas has it top of the key. He'll work it left side to Chauncey Orr, who has Reverend Maduakor absolutely plastered to him from beyond the arc. Chauncey has 11 on the shot clock. He'll get a screen from DeFreitas, and Chauncey still has the ball as Ramirez guarding him, and he'll put it up off the glass from the right side. Chauncey Orr puts it up. Sharks lead 48-35.
Yeah, and Dominican played a 2-3 zone there. They didn't start off with that full court press like they did initially when the game started, and it's going to be interesting to see Booker T. Harris go back with those different schemes again and again.
Coach Booker does like to go to that 2-3 zone defense, as you mentioned, when they're small on the floor. And in and up off the glass is C.J. Thomas after Rio drove the middle. Tawatari with a great pass to find a waiting Thomas on the right side elbow. What a great job to not be afraid of some contact with Thomas as he put it high up off the glass. So on the other end, the Sharks have it. It'll be an offensive foul, an off-ball foul again on Elliot DeFreitas. That'll be his third personal, second team foul of the half, and that's both team fouls will be on DeFreitas as he will exit the ball game. And it'll be Vering in his place for the Sharks as Rio will instruct the Dominican offense where to go, as he was told by Coach Booker T. Harris, who was calling out the play. And it'll be another foul on Hawaii Pacific. It'll be on Connor Looney. That's his first personal, third team foul of the half. So Hawaii Pacific racking up the fouls here to open the second half.
Yeah, in the first half, it was the opposite. Dominican was racking up the fouls, but now here in the second half, Hawaii Pacific is doing what Dominican did in the first half, and it's playing to Dominican's advantage, though they are down by 11.
You're absolutely right, as that rebound for the Sharks is by Varing as he goes inside, and he will walk with it. He was guarded by CJ, and he got a little startled there as CJ came up to play defense and just stutter-stepped a little bit, and he walked with it. Penguins get the ball back. So Rio Tauatari bringing it up slowly across the logo here, Tauatari. And the Penguins attacking the northern hoop at the Conlin Center here as Rev Maduakor will drive the lane. He'll go up across, up above two Shark defenders, and Rev Maduakor will get it to spin up off the glass. Great acrobatic move by Maduakor. Maduakor, the 6'5 junior out of Carson, California.
And that's that's the way to capitalize right there on the offensive end. From fouls and these unforced turnovers for HPU, Dominican is capitalizing.
You're absolutely right, as Rio Tauatari brings it up after that shot was off the front of the rim. No good by Varing, and stolen by the Sharks coming the other way. Varing goes up over Ross Ramirez. He tried for the one-hand slam, and he just throws it off the back of the iron. You know, that's why you don't take plays like that for granted. You got to go up strong. He tried to do a little Dominique Wilkins and windmill it all the way around and throw it down hard, and he got rejected by the rim. As the Sharks have it, left side wing is Looney. Looney with the three ball on the way, no good. He missed, rebound CJ, and he was fouled. And it'll be Penguin ball. CJ hit the ground hard as he was fouled by the Sharks, Jordan Martin. And we'll have a media timeout. And at this media timeout, we will hear a word from San Rafael Joes.
In the heart of downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947.
For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street.
Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
In the heart of downtown, San Rafael.
And once is good enough here. You're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, home of Dominican men's NC2A Division II basketball. And coming out of that media timeout, Penguins have definitely gotten off to a hotter start here in the second half than they did in the first half. Still trail by 9, though, as your leading scorer is still Jeremiah Gray with 18. Penguins came out playing really good defense.
Yeah, they're crashing the glass. They're crashing the glass more, and they're looking like they want it more. And that break at halftime definitely had them talking with the coach and readjusting, and they want it more. And hopefully it turns out that way.
And that foul before the break was on Jordan Martin, his second personal fourth team foul, as the Sharks go with a full court press here as Josh Ramirez will bring it up across the logo on the left side, and he'll get it to Rio Tauatari, top of the key, and he'll set things back up for the Dominican offense. Right in front of the bench was Jeremiah Gray on the right side, and they'll swing it all the way around the arc to Rev Maduakor, and Josh Ramirez gets the ball top of the key. Top of the key, he hands it off to Rio Tauatari, who tried to kick it to Rev Maduakor, who has four to shoot on the shot clock. Rev Maduakor from the free throw line, two on the shot clock. Rio Tauatari, three ball on the way, no good, as the shot clock expired. So Penguins, both men and women, having a little bit of trouble with the shot clock tonight. They need to get a shot off if you think outside of 3 seconds to go if you want to get a good shot selection, but letting that one go all the way down, Tauatari had no shot but to just huck it up there and hope that he hits something as bringing it up the court. The other way for the Sharks is Jordan Martin. He gets a screen from Jonathan Jansen. He hands it off top of the key to Varing. Varing goes hard into CJ, and it'll be a jump ball. CJ went to take it right from him, and Varing held on with his life as Varing hit the deck, and it'll be a jump ball. Sharks will maintain possession here as we have a little squeegee action on the baseline on the far end of the court. Waiting for the officials and our shot clock personnel to fulfill the shot clock at 30 seconds, and they have as we approach 15 minutes overhead in the second half. As inbounding it, the Sharks will be inbounding it underneath their own hoop as the Penguins are huddled up in the paint talking about more than likely what they're going to do on defense here. And Tawatari instructing everybody where to go as the inbound pass from Martin goes to Looney. Looney with a long two. No, he thought about it. Jeremiah Gray poked it away. Rio Tawatari up the end of the court. Penguins have a 3-on-2. Maduokor, he'll go up off the glass. Maduokor will get it to fall. What a brilliant move by Maduokor. Great Euro step inside to move around the defender. Great pass by Tawatari coming down the court.
Yeah, and we're even on turnovers there. That was the 11th for HPU and 11 for Dominican.
Up off the glass, no good. That shot on goal by Varing. Rebound Tawatari. He'll bring it the other way. Tawatari goes right side. He'll rethink it, and he'll go back out to the left side to Rev Maduokor. And Tawatari will set things back up. He'll drive the lane. He'll go up right side off the glass. Off the rim, no good. Tawatari can't get it to fall. Rebound Varing coming the other way. It's Martin. Jeremiah Gray plastered to Martin. Martin goes behind the back in the paint over Jeremiah Gray, and he'll get it up to go off the glass. Two ball by Jordan Martin. As Tawatari had an open Josh Ramirez down the court, wisely decided not to huck it the full length of the court, as you don't know what could happen in midair. It could get stolen away by a shark. As Josh Ramirez has it top of the key, left side to Jeremiah Gray, who's thinking about a three, but he'll hand it off to Rev Maduokor. Rev Maduokor will drive baseline, 10 to shoot, put it up. Rev Maduokor with the mid-range jumper. Two ball good by Rev Maduokor as we approach 13 and a half to go here in the second half. Sharks lead by 7, 50-43. Hawaii Pacific leads as Orr has it on the right side, top of the key, guarded by Maduokor. Orr goes left lane. He'll go up off the, go around the rim. Rebound Ramirez for your Penguins as they still trail by 7. Rio Tawatari hands it off to Ramirez at the left side wing. He'll go up off the glass, and it looked like it was tipped. Rebound Orr back the other way for the Sharks. Orr driving on Tawatari from the right side. Orr looked like he traveled. It looked like he traveled. He must have got it tipped out of his hands and then recollected it before he hit the floor. And it'll be a dual possession jump ball call. Penguins will get the ball back. And the officials look like they will overturn the call. And it'll be Sharks ball as Coach Booker T. Harris is now standing right in front of us here in our opulent broadcast booth on Penguin Radio. So Coach Booker T. Harris obviously looking for an explanation, as so are we. And when we get one for you, we will relay it, and instead it'll be Shark ball underneath their own hoop. Inbounding it will be Martin. Martin will chuck it in, top of the key to Orr, who will pick up a screen from Varing. Orr working left side. He'll spin around Josh Ramirez. Go projected by Reverend Maduokor. Back the other way is C.J. Thomas. He'll look for somebody to open up. He'll go off the glass, and he'll get it to fall. C.J. Thomas. Running the floor, great pass from Rio Tawatari as the Penguins close the gap to 5 here, just under 13 minutes, and rolling in the second half. Orr has it right side, looking for somebody to open. He'll get it to Martin, 3 ball on the way. Martin misses from long range from the right side from 3, and it'll stay there as it goes out of bounds. Sharks will keep possession. Penguin bench coming onto their feet here as they strongly disagree with the call as inbound goes from Martin. It'll get stuck in between the rim and the glass. I've never seen that happen in a game, Brandon. Never seen the ball actually get stuck between the rim and the glass.
A lot of firsts today. A lot of firsts for me.
A lot of firsts.
And off of that score for DU, that was their 15-point off the turnover, capitalizing there and cutting the lead down to 5.
Penguins doing a great job as the officials have a discussion here in front of the media, in front of media row. And like you said, the Penguins doing a great job on points off of turnovers. And so far here in the second half, it's been Rev Maduokor has been great. Rev Maduokor has been great. Josh Ramirez has been great. All Penguins, Tawatari, Maduokor, Gray, Ramirez, and CJ have all been great as it was called a jump ball on the floor, and it was Mark Carlson having a conversation with Booker T. Harris here and the officials trying to fix what is going on the court. Looks like they had a jump ball call, would have been Dominican's ball. The refs tried to overturn it, but Coach Booker T. Harris, his staff, and Mark Carlson, our very own right here on Media Row, saying, no, Penguins have the ball. It was a jump ball call. It is gold ball going the other way. Towards the northern hoop here on the Collins Center, 12:42 left to go. And they will overturn the call. It looks like Coach Booker T. Harris might take the sport code off here, as we were talking about earlier, is they called a jump ball. And when we get an explanation for you, we will definitely let you know what is going on. A lot of controversy here. Players talking to officials, Booker T. Harris and coach Vorderbrug talking to the official. I mean, jeez. As we had Dominican ball, it's been going back and forth. Penguin ball, shark ball, penguin ball, shark ball, and Coach Booker T. Harris walking back to the bench. I did see him signal to his staff, it is shark ball. And they will give it to the Penguins anyway. So it looks like Penguins will inbound under the hoop. Rio Tautai crosses over Martin as he gets it across the logo. High post to Josh Ramirez. Josh Ramirez gets it poked away by Martin. Going the other way is Martin with it. 2-on-1, Penguins have the advantage. Martin will smartly back it out as he'll go and get it to Colfax Nordquist. That is Stu Horn's favorite Hawaii Pacific player, as we strongly know, as Rio Tautai brings it up the court for the Penguins. Top of the key, Josh Ramirez. Ramirez looking for somebody, and the Penguins playing a little bit of a spread out offense here, as Jeremiah Gray almost had it ticked away, and it'll be stolen by Nunquist. He kicked it, but no whistles. Nunquist inside, and it'll be tipped away by Josh Ramirez as it went high off the glass, but it looks like Ramirez fouled. Yeah, it was Josh Ramirez with the foul. So Josh Ramirez came flying in from the defensive side, his third personal second team foul. And looks like he fouled Orr. A lot of confusion here in the last minute on the clock here in the Conlin Center.
In addition to that, Dominican has been playing pretty sloppy in the last two offensive possessions, getting the ball poked out from Armstrong. And now here for a turnover that is leading to some free throws.
Yeah, free throws by Orr on the way. That was Orr's first attempt from the line, and he missed it right as Armstrong will return for Josh Ramirez, who just picked up his third personal foul. And Riley will return for the Sharks here in place of Jansen. Second free throw on the way. Sharks lead by 7, 52-45, or second free throw on the way, and he will knock it down. So Jeremiah Gray and the Penguins working to get past this full court pressure here as Rio Tautai passes it off to Red Madukor, trying to get it across the stripe, and they finally do to Tautai on the left side. So now they have 18 to work with as they finally got it across the half-court stripe here, as Josh Armstrong has it at the top of the key. Hands it off to Tautai, who drives the middle. Tautai, long two, no good. DeFreitas with the rebound, and it'll be a foul on your Penguins as we now have a media timeout. That foul on Penguins' C.J. Cedric Thomas. At this break in the action, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, NC2A, Division II men's basketball, Penguin Radio Worldwide, on the radio home of the Penguins. And at this break, I'd like to hear a word from our sponsor.
Discover Marin County's only complete golf experience at Peacock Gap Golf Club, a truly classic course outfitted with modern amenities on beautiful grounds that have been graced by U.S. Open winners, stars, and passionate amateurs alike.
Hi, this is Rod Ghilarducci, head golf professional at Peacock Gap Golf Club. I'd love to see all Dominican fans come enjoy our championship golf course. It's Marin County's complete golf experience.
Call us today at 415-453-4940. See you there.
We will definitely see you at Peacock Gap once the rain clears, Brandon. We've had a lot of rain here lately. Coming out of the media timeout, 11:39 overhead. Penguins shooting 41% indoors. And actually, both teams are 18 for 43 from the floor. Both teams shooting the exact same, with the exception of three-pointers. Penguins hitting 4 of 14. Sharks hitting 6 of 22. And both teams, Sharks hitting a little bit of a higher percentage, 78 to your Penguins, 62 from the line.
And it's a good thing you mentioned that, getting the same amount of shot opportunities, and free throws have been the difference in this game, with an 8-point lead for HPU and them having six more free throw attempts than DU.
Sharks lead by 8 here, 53-45, as Bettis brings it up across the half-court stripe. He'll dump it off to Nordquist, who threw it out of bounds, and it'll be off of a Penguin. Looked like it might have maybe nicked Josh Armstrong's shorts. as the Sharks will get the ball underneath their own hoop. That'll be Bettis inbounding there. He'll get it to Riley on the left side. Riley behind the back. Thought about a three. Has Armstrong in his face, though. 10 to shoot. Top of the key is Orr with 8 to shoot. Plastered by Rev Madukar. He'll drive right side. 4 to shoot. Get it up off the glass over CJ, and he'll knock it down. So the Sharks back to a double-digit lead, 55-45 over your Penguins, approaching 11 to go here in the game. Down low, stolen away by Nordquist, and it'll be Bettis bringing it up the court for the Sharks, guarded by Tauatari. He'll pick up his dribble at the free throw line, go down low to DeFreitas. He'll go over CJ. CJ needs to play a little more physical down there in the paint, as that is the second consecutive possession that he has been scored on, and Coach Booker T. Harris wants to talk it over with the Penguins here. And I mean, I don't blame him. You were down 8, now you're down 12 in the course of a minute.
Yeah, two straight possessions there where HPU has scored on the inside, and that's something that Dominican was doing good early in the second half, was protecting the inside, and so far the fouls have been even also, and that's something that we needed to keep an eye on the first half.
And not a lot of fouling going on here. Penguins have 3 team, Sharks 4 team, 10:41 overhead. Booker T. Harris more than likely drawing something up for the Penguins here. Wouldn't be surprised if they get more shooters out there on the court. Put Quentin Mendoza, out on the court. Have Jeremiah Gracely out there. Maybe put Russell Davis out there. Russell Davis, not a highlight reel offensively. He has 2 points for the Penguins tonight, but he is great on defense. He's active with his hands, and he is quick, as Coach Booker T. Harris will put out Rio Tawatari, Josh Armstrong, Jeremiah Gray, Rev Maduakor, and Josh Ramirez will come back in for your Penguins. So it'll be Penguin ball right across from us here on our Opulent broadcast booth on Penguin Radio on the opposing sideline. Tawatari will throw it in. He'll play catch with Josh Armstrong. He'll have it top of the key to left side. Dump it off to Maduakor, who drives left side baseline. He'll go up and under, reverse layup, and he stepped out of bounds. Maduakor can't believe it. The Penguin bench is in shock, and the bucket will not count. And the Sharks will have the ball. Colfax Nordquist. And it'll be a charge, a huge charge on Bettis as he was sprinting up the court across the logo and just put an elbow into Rio Tawatari, who hit the deck hard.
Yeah, that possession before, though that basket didn't count, I've noticed that Josh Ramirez throughout this entire game has been sending good screens and working that pick and roll with Rio Tawatari. And the same is true for HPU, getting those points on the inside and doing great on their pick and rolls.
Ramirez and Tawatari do love to run that pick at the top of the key, as you mentioned. And that foul for the Sharks was on Darnell Bettis, his first personal 5th team foul, as Tawatari brings it up slowly for the Penguins. Maduakor tried to go baseline again. He's double teamed. Kicks out Jeremiah Gray. Jeremiah Gray will go inside, and he'll get it stolen away, but it'll be a foul before the steal. The foul will be on Colfax Nordquist. That'll be his 3rd personal, 6th team foul. So the Penguins get a break there. Penguins had the ball inside.
Yeah, one more, and they're going to get put on the line. And if they can get that early here with still 10 minutes left, it'll definitely get Dominican back in the game.
Absolutely right. 10 minutes to go. If you can get to the line on any given foul, that's good, as Tawatari gets the inbound from Rev Maduakor. Tawatari working on Bettis. He'll go top of the key. Josh Ramirez thought about a three from the left side. No, he'll hand it to Rev Maduakor. Jeremiah Gray will go right down the middle past Nordquist, but he gets it stolen away as he runs over DeFreitas. And the other way for the Sharks is Devin Riley. 3 ball on the way from Looney. Left side, he'll knock it down. Left side from Looney in the corner right in front of the Shark bench. Looney, the 6'2 senior out of Palmer, Alaska, as Rio Tawatari picks up a screen from Josh Ramirez, top of the key. Armstrong goes in strong. He'll go up over DeFreitas, gets his own rebound, but ripped away by DeFreitas as they have a trap on the baseline. That was Armstrong and Ramirez as it got tipped away, and the Sharks will end up coming up with it after the loose ball rolled all the way across the court over to Coach Booker T. Harris. Looney driving baseline on Gray, and Armstrong coming in from the strong. He looked to throw down a hammer jam right there was DeFreitas, but it'll be a foul on Josh Armstrong. He, you know, I do like that foul, and I don't. It's his 3rd personal. He's not in really much trouble, but if he gets one more, he'll be certainly in an amount of trouble with 9:20 to go. You got to make DeFreitas earn those at the line.
Yeah, Armstrong looked like he hit his hand there, but from my angle, what I saw is that he definitely got ball there, and I don't quite agree with his foul.
As DeFreitas knocks down his first two from the line, he is perfect from the line tonight. 4 of 4 for DeFreitas. So his second one will be on the way as Quentin Mendoza checks in for Jeremiah Gray. And for the Sharks, Spencer Vering looks to check in for the Sharks as a second free throw. And DeFreitas is not happy with that rogue buzzer sound as he was just about to launch his second of two free throws. And it will be on the way. And he knocks it down. So DeFreitas is perfect from the line. And he will come out with Vering replacing him.
Yeah, DeFreitas is perfect from the line, but also perfect from the field. So he's perfect overall, you can say.
Yeah, he definitely is. With 11 points for Freitas as Vering checks in, the 6'6 man will replace DeFreitas. And left side is Quentin Mendoza, top of the key to Rev Madukor. Will set things back up, 17 on the shot clock. High post is Josh Armstrong looking for a cutting Talatari. No, he'll hand it to Rev Madukor anyway, who will drive the lane. Madukor goes up. Instead, he'll dump it off to Armstrong. Armstrong, long, too good with 7 to shoot. Josh Armstrong, what a great shot. Josh Armstrong, the 6'3 senior out of Fountain Valley, knocks down that long two for the Penguins to bring them back within 14. And a cutting Nordqvist from the top of the key, Bettis hit Nordqvist along the baseline with a beautiful pass through couple Penguin defenders as Tauatari brings up the court for the Penguins. Left side to Maduakor, who thought about a three. No, he is guarded tightly with Riley in his face. Right in front of the Penguin bench was Quentin Mendoza. Instead, he'll go top of the key to Rev Maduakor, looking for a long three, 14 to shoot. Rev Maduakor drives inside from the left elbow, and he'll get it swatted away. Behind the back pass from Looney to Riley across the court in front of Coach Booker T. Harris. Riley brings it up for the Sharks. And setting it back up top of the key for the Sharks is Bettis. Sharks have a 64-47 lead here as Bettis slid into the key, literally slid as it is poked away by Maduakor, but no. It will blow the whistle and say it'll be a foul on Maduakor. That'll be his fourth foul, so Maduakor now in a bit of trouble. Fifth team foul for the Penguins, and that's not good. We still have just under 8 minutes, 7:56 left to go in this ballgame, and if you're Maduakor, who has 8 points for the Penguins, 3 of 6 indoors, 2 of 2 from the line, has not made one from beyond the arc. You do not want to get disqualified from this game with 8 minutes left.
Yeah, with 8 minutes left, defense is going to be key here for Dominican. They're going to need to force them to shoot from the outside because so far the last three possessions, they've been going in the inside and scoring easily, almost uncontestedly.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Remember, Ducor brings some height for to your Penguins also. He's 6'5", 6'5", junior. Is Reverend Maduakor. So he's been a factor here. He's the second leading scorer for your Penguins behind Jeremiah Gray with 18, who's on the bench at the moment as Quentin Mendoza was in his place. Quentin Mendoza, as we know, is a great outside shooter, great shooter from three. And Quentin Mendoza, let alone he's 5'9", he does shoot good for your Penguins as his timeout is coming to an end. Sharks lead 64-47 over your Penguins. The largest lead was 17 at one point, but the largest lead for your Penguins, 4. So the Penguins are going to have to claw their way back into this one. As on the court for your Penguins coming out of the timeout, Jeremiah Gray, Josh Ramirez, Rio Tawatari, Josh Armstrong, and Quentin Mendoza. You got a couple shooters there with Mendoza and Gray, and some height with Ramirez as tossing it in for the Sharks is Martin. He'll get it into Riley, left side. Riley, a little bit of ball fake. He gets it stripped away by Talatari, but he gets it back. He'll go top of the key to Martin. And Martin will get it in front of the paint, or in front of the Shark bench, excuse me, to Chauncey Orr. And he'll let the shot clock roll. We're approaching 7:40 to go in the ball game here, and Looney has the ball right side. Looney will kick it back out to Orr. Orr looking for a screen top of the key. He'll get one. Thought about getting it to Vering on the pick and roll. No, 4 to shoot for the Sharks. Shot no good by Vering. Rebound Jeremiah Gray. He'll push it right in front of us here on media row. He'll get it to Quentin Mendoza right in front of the Penguin bench, but they'll back it out instead and rethink and set back up and run a play on offense as Coach Booker T. Harris to our right standing now calls out the offensive play for the Penguins. 15 on the shot clock. Josh Armstrong drives in right side. He'll hand it off to Ramirez. Ramirez off the glass with 11 to shoot. Josh Ramirez gets the easy two from the left elbow to fall. Great find by Armstrong as he drew two defenders to him and left Ramirez wide open as Armstrong almost stole the ball away from Riley there as Looney will kick it back out. Top of the key, Riley drives in over Ramirez, and it'll be a charge. Great job by Josh Ramirez sliding in there on the defensive side, making sure he was outside of the restricted area and taking the contact.
Yeah, Penguins look to capitalize here. Jeremiah Gray has been stuck at 18 points, so we'd like to see him score here and heat things up because, you know, once Jeremiah Gray heats up, he's hard to stop.
He is hard to stop. Seen him put up quite a few points in just a few minutes for the Penguins as Rio Tauatari will bring things up for the Penguins. Tauatari instructing the offense where to go after he was told to play by Coach Booker T. Harris. He heeds a screen from Ramirez. Ramirez left side, Armstrong, long two on the way. He'll knock it down. Josh Armstrong is heated up here lately from long two range, about 18 feet for Armstrong. He'll knock it down. The Penguins cut the lead to 13.
Yeah, this is what they need, little buckets here and there, and the momentum can go on their side.
As long as you can get points off of empty possessions for the Sharks, the Penguins can get some sort of back into this game, and that's what they're looking for as they now trail by 15 as Riley puts in that easy two ball from the baseline. Jeremiah Gray left side for your Penguins, and he'll swing it to Rio Tauatari, moving the ball nicely along the arc here as Tauatari to Josh Ramirez, top of the key. He'll drive on Vering as Ramirez on the drive from the left side hucked it out of bounds. Ramirez is saying it was tipped, but no, they will give the ball to the Sharks anyway. So just under 6 minutes here. Penguins trail by 15 to the second place team in the conference, Hawaii Pacific. They are ranked 19th nationally as Orr brings it up and will hand it off to Looney at the top of the key. Martin bringing it back over the arc. Down in front of the Sharks bench is Riley. Riley instructing his Shark offensive players where to go as the clock ticks under 10 seconds. 8 seconds for Looney on the right side. Looney looking for somebody, 4 seconds. Three ball on the way by Orr from the left side. He will knock it down. And a foul. He will go to the line and have a chance to complete the four-point play, which you don't see completed very often, as that foul was on Josh Armstrong, his fourth personal, sixth team foul for the Penguins, as Armstrong is now in some foul trouble with 5.5 to go here in the second half.
Yeah, Armstrong, a little unnecessary foul there. Was a little aggressive getting to that baseline corner there and committed that foul.
As Orr will not complete the three-point play, and as it rattles in and out, rebound Jeremiah Gray, and Tauatari will work it left side. Gets a cutting Ramirez. Great pass by Rio Tauatari to hit a cutting Josh Ramirez as they went 2-on-2 up the court. Great find by Tauatari. Ramirez, great job going up off the glass. Three ball on the way left side by Orr. He will miss. Ramirez with the rebound, poked away by Martin, and Orr with the shot on goal. No good. Offensive rebound by Riley, and he'll put it up alley-oop style off the glass, and the Sharks extend their lead 71-53 as that ball is knocked out of bounds by the Sharks. Diving for it was Martin. He hit the deck hard as all five or other remaining four Shark players go over to help him up off of the hardwood as he hit the ground hard right in front of the Penguin Gatorade tub. Tauatari in to Armstrong in front of the Penguin bench. Clock rolls under 5 minutes to go here. Tauatari working on Martin, gets a screen from Ramirez, top of the key. Tauatari drives in over to Freitas. No good. Ramirez on the putback. It is also no good. Rebound Martin. Ramirez had an opportunity there. I thought he should have put it back down. Two hands. Rattle the rim a little bit. Get that 2 points for your Penguins. Three ball on the way. Good.
Yeah, get in there more aggressively. That was the problem in the first half, and it continues to be a problem here in the second half. They get the second chance points, but they're not able to execute on them.
Right, as Martin knocks down a three from long range there for the Sharks. Now Quentin Mendoza has it 17 left side. He'll drive in over to Freitas as he'll kick it back out. Mendoza, three ball on the way in front of the Penguin bench. No good. Ramirez came flying in. Can't get the rebound. Looney the other way for the Sharks. Tauatari on Looney. Almost knocked it away, but Looney will go in over Jeremiah Gray with the left hand, and he'll get it to fall, and it'll be a timeout. Sharks. So Looney goes in with the left side over Jeremiah Gray. And Jeremiah Gray had the height advantage. Gray sits at 6'4", Looney at 6'2", but he'll go up and over Gray anyway to get the bucket to fall. Penguins have fallen off here a little bit. They trail 76-53. They're down by 23. So this one has gotten a little out of hand as we have just under 4 minutes to go here.
Yeah, with 4 minutes left, things are starting to get out of hand. HPU, just all around, players have been scoring for them. Or Looney, Martin, they've executed, and they've spread the ball evenly, and it's resulting in them in having this 20-point lead.
Yeah, you're right. Spreading the love are the Sharks, as Orr has 15, Looney has 15, Martin with 13, and DeFritas with 11. They have four guys in double digits. Your Penguins have two. That would be Jeremiah Gray with 18, Josh Ramirez with 10. So the Sharks dominating the boards here. They have 33 rebounds to your Penguins, 27. And not a lot of second chance points here. Ton of bench points from the Sharks. They have 22 from their bench to your Penguins, 9.
Yeah, let's see how Booker T. Harris comes out of this defensively, though. Well, the Penguins have the ball here, but let's see how they do defensively when they switch possessions. Are they going to go with a full-court press, or are they going to stick with zone?
You know, me knowing Coach Booker throughout this season, you know, how well we know each other, I would assume he will go to a full-court press here. Jeremiah Gray, three ball on the way, no good from the left side. Rebound, Armstrong. He'll put it back up. Josh Armstrong with the offensive board and the putback for your Penguins, but I do assume, and the Penguins will go to a full-court pressure here, as bringing it up is Nordqvist. Nordqvist working on Armstrong. He'll hand it off to Bettis, who's working on Mendoza. He'll hand it to Nordqvist, top of the key, 13 to shoot. Nordqvist goes in the paint as he took quite a few steps with it, but no whistles as he'll kick it out to Martin with a deep three on the way. No good, rattles in and out. Ramirez with the rebound for your Penguins, pushing it to Talatari, left side. Talatari looking for somebody. He'll find Armstrong, top of the key. He'll go in, up over Martin. Armstrong will go in hard, lay it up with the soft touch. Did Armstrong over Martin. And Armstrong is getting going here as he is now in double digits, has 10 for your Penguins. Clock rolling under 3 minutes here. Penguins trail by 19. Top of the key is Bettis working on Armstrong. He'll go left side. Armstrong pushes him back out, and he'll think about it again as he kicks it out to Colfax Nordqvist. And he'll hand it to Bettis, three to shoot. He'll launch a long two, and it'll fall. So Bettis launched a long two as his toe was on the line. Hawaii Pacific will call a timeout. But as we approach 2.5 to go here, Penguins trail by 21. And this one almost looks insurmountable for your DU Penguins.
Yeah, similar to the women's game, they just got to get something going here, see what they can improve on, and look forward to the next game against Academy of Art.
Yeah, they go on the road Thursday to Academy of the Art. Next time you'll hear them here on Penguin Radio will be next Saturday, January 21st, against Cal Baptist. Cal Baptist comes in. They are third overall in the conference, and they are number 5 in the nation, D2 men's basketball. So that'll be an interesting one as well as they face back-to-back nationally ranked opponents here in the Conlin Center as Tawatari brings it up in front of us in our Upland broadcast booth on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide. Quentin Mendoza has it left side wing. He'll toss it top of the key to Josh Armstrong. Armstrong working on Jansen inside. He'll go both for Jansen, and Armstrong gets it to go off the glass. The last 3 or 4 minutes, Armstrong has just been terrific here. Talatari almost got the steal in the backcourt. He almost tipped away from Bettis, but Bettis will keep possession. Bettis now working on Talatari on the other end of the court. He'll go right by Talatari, and Bettis was hammered there by Josh Ramirez as he gets the two to go, but no call. Quentin Mendoza has it left side. He'll cross over Nordqvist, and he'll back it out to three-point land. Josh Ramirez working the baseline. He'll kick it. Three ball on the way, Talatari, a little too long. Talatari can't get it to fall. Rebound, Nicola Early, his first minutes of the ball game, as Pavlos Paritos and Xavier Williams look to check in here. It's a little bit of a, looks like they'll call a defensive foul on Rio Talatari as he was moving with Bettis when Bettis put his elbow into him and shoved him to the floor, but Rio was moving, so they won't get that call, and Rio Talatari will exit along with Jeremiah Gray in their place, Xavier Williams and Pavlos Paritos for their first minutes of the ball game. 1:30 to go. Bettis will go to the line. Sharks lead 80-59. So as the Sharks lead by 21, I'd like to remind you, follow us on Twitter at Penguin_radio as Bettis knocks down the first one. Penguin_radio, follow us on Twitter. Turn on those notifications. We will send you a tweet hours before the start of any on-campus broadcast. We will let you know what's going on as Bettis knocks down both. We'll let you know what's going on, who's playing who, where, what time, if it's a PacWest doubleheader as tonight was. And we will also let you know a couple minutes beforehand for both the men's and women's games as I can keep on top of it as much as I can. Quentin Mendoza, three ball on the way, rattles in and out. But go give us a follow on Twitter as we approach 1 minute to go here. Need to rack up those followers. See if we can push 200 by the night of the time this broadcast is over. Get on your phone. If you don't have a Twitter, make one. As that ball's tipped away by Ramirez, Xavier Williams bringing it up the court for your Penguins. Williams has a 3-on-3. Gets it off to Mendoza. Mendoza will back it out to Ramirez from three-point land. Perritos, top of the key. Three ball by Williams on the way. He knocks it down. Xavier Williams will knock it down as the crowd loves Xavier Williams' three-ball shooting ability. And Jordan Tribble will check back in here for Josh Ramirez. No need for Josh Ramirez here as we close out the last 51 seconds. Serious, though, go give us a follow on Twitter at Penguin_radio. We're racking up the followers each and every day. If we can get, you know, I'd like to have 200 by the time this broadcast is over. We're sitting at 151. By the way, 200, if you don't have a Twitter, make one right now as there's 30 seconds left in the game and the ball will be out of bounds on the shot opportunity by Bettis. And the Penguins will get possession. 1 second differential between the game clock and shot clock. So Xavier Williams will bring it up for the Penguins on the far sideline. Williams working on Bettis, top of the key. He'll hand it off to Armstrong, who will drive right by Jansen. He'll go up off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound. No good again. And Jansen with the rebound. He'll go up the other way, and that'll be Riley. Riley will just back it out for the Sharks as there's 11 seconds and ticking, and this ball game is over. And the Sharks will take this one from your Penguins. 82-62. Sharks will move to 16-1 overall, 8-1 in the Pac West to tie the conference leaders, Dixie State, at 8-1. That may boost Hawaii Pacific to first overall in the conference. And that your Penguins will fall to 4-12 overall, 3-7 in PacWest play. And we'd like to remind you that our next broadcast here on Penguin Radio after the road trip Thursday to Academy Yard, the Penguins will be back here in the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California, next Saturday, January 21st versus Cal Baptist. It'll be a PacWest doubleheader. Women's will take on Cal Baptist at 5:30. Cal Baptist women, number 11 in the conference, or number 11 in the country, number 1 in the conference. And Cal Baptist men, number 5 in the country, number 3 in the conference. So that'll be another opportunity for the Penguins to upset a nationally ranked team, as the Penguin men took on one nationally ranked team earlier in the season. That was Chico State, and they barely fell to them. Penguins played Chico State hard. So Penguins lose by 20, and Jeremiah Gray will still be your leading scorer with 18. Josh Armstrong finished with 12. Ramirez finished with 10. And for the Sharks, Looney and Orr leading scorers with 15. Martin had 13. DeFreitas with 11. And I hope you enjoyed your first broadcast here on Penguin Radio. Forrest Hunt, Brandon, along with me here.
Yeah, I mean,
Brandon Cadiz, your first broadcast.
Yeah, getting a chance to broadcast this doubleheader with you. It's been great. Learning a lot, but would definitely like to see Dominican win, though. But
oh, definitely. Yeah. Any Penguin victory is a good one. As I'm Forrest Hunt for Brandon Cadiz, Stuart Horn, Lexi Schumacher here with us earlier, saying so long and have a very pleasant good evening.
And discipline remains mercifully.
Yes, and neither would you, dear.
Derek, the star nonsense.
Yes, yes.
No, it isn't.
I'm sure of it.